Our title this morning is to extol God. That's not an easy task. So what we want to do, our intent, our purpose, is to just remind us this morning of His greatness. And I desire that the scripture says, Jesus said, if I be lifted up, I'll draw all men unto me. And it's a great task in order to lift Him up in a proper way. I want to be able to glorify. Some of these things are just words that we read in His Word. And oftentimes we just pass over them, not thinking of the depth of their meaning. But I believe that the Lord wants us to be able to glorify His wondrous works in some way. I'm thinking of our prayer meeting Wednesday night. I believe it was one of the best we've had. I believe that what we did Wednesday night, what was done, we extolled the Lord with the testimonies. Some of the testimonies were about very small things. Some testimonies were about large things. But we all rejoiced whether they were small or large. And it was such a uplift. So I believe the Lord met us on Wednesday night, and I believe that He was blessed by the meeting. You and I were blessed, but I believe God received a blessing Wednesday night. I believe that previously to the Wednesday night prayer meeting, we had someone said on WhatsApp out in our group, they said, here's what they said, I wrote it down. Isn't God amazing? Well, then someone posted, we still serve an amazing God. And then someone said, following that comment, they requested for the words of the song. And next came this statement, it's becoming our battle song. Oh, I want to tell you, I thought it was a prelude to our prayer meeting. I believe Irma even said, I'm looking forward to prayer meeting. It's going to be a good prayer meeting. But it started with some testimonies on WhatsApp that we were each one blessed with. And then these comments started feeding on each other. So it seemed very fitting for us to offer unto the Lord this morning praise and much thanksgiving and to extol Him and to magnify Him. We're living in a world where people that are in hard times begin to blame God. They don't lift Him up. They don't see the goodness of the Lord in even the hard times. And they begin to say, well, God did this. He took everything good out of my life. Don't you know God doesn't do those things? Who takes the good things out of our life? The devil. God doesn't purposely take the good things out of our life. He wants to put the good things in our life. He wants us to taste of Him, taste of His goodness, experience His goodness. So this morning, I desire your prayers that the Lord will help us to be able to speak of praising the Lord and extolling Him. When it comes to praising God, I believe that we have to do it from a sincere and a pure heart. Amen. And with the right motive. We don't want to ever praise God for the purpose of drawing attention to ourselves. Amen. We don't want to praise Him just to do it because somebody else did it. We don't want to do that way. We want it to come from the very depth of our heart, and it be sincere, and it be a blessing to the Lord. Thank the Lord. What kind of praises are there? Is it only one way to praise the Lord? Is it only in an audible way that I have to open my mouth and say certain words, and that's the way God is praised? I don't believe it is. I believe that there is a song that says, He can hear the heart's faint whisper. Yes. So wherever I am, whether it's in the services, in the chapel, whether it's in my home, whether I'm all alone, whether I'm in the store, wherever I am is an appropriate place to give praise unto our God. Whether it's audible or whether it's silent, God is going to receive praise of Himself if we mean it with all of our heart. I have been in the store before, had various emotions. We sang a song today of I Love Thy Kingdom, Lord. And it says, for her my tears do fall. Do you ever cry, weep for the church of God? It's appropriate for us to sometimes grieve for the church of God and to weep for her. And this particular time I was in the grocery store, there were instances happening among the church that was grievous. And my tears began to fall in the store. Now those around me might have interpreted it as being something happened to me. But no, I was weeping for the church of God. I wanted the church of God to be prosperous. I wanted the congregation here to grow in the things of God. I wanted each one to grasp hold of the promises of God and receive from God those blessings. I wanted her to be extolled among men, but I couldn't express it to strangers. But God saw it, and He honored those tears. I had to go get me a box of Kleenex and open it, pay for it later. But I want to tell you, sometimes you can be in the store surrounded by ungodly people and unbelievers, and yet the very fact that I am lifting Christ up in my life, is that another way of praising God? Yes. Going out into the world and being a light and shining forth an example of the way that we dress ourselves, the way that we appear, the way that we conduct ourselves. Is dress all there is to it? No. I want to tell you today, the dress will come out because of what's in the heart. But it will manifest itself. They will be able to, I cannot tell you how many times. It might be somebody out there just looking and just watching and observing. And maybe they've done it. Maybe they've done it to you too. They'll come up to you and it's almost embarrassing. They will compliment my hair. And they will say, how long is your hair? You know, they see something different. Maybe I had just recently, I got out of my car at Walmart and was starting to walk, and a car pulled up and stopped beside me. And the lady rolled down the window and said, I want to compliment your dress. Maybe it's a little embarrassing to me, but God is getting the glory. I want God to get the glory from my life. I want Him to get the praise. I don't want to hold any of that to myself and think, well, I have done something. No, I want to keep it and roll it all on the Lord. I remember when I first started in the ministry, and some of the best counsel I got was from Brother Clifford Wilson. And he told me, he said, if anyone should compliment your message, he said, roll it on to the Lord. Don't receive it to yourself. Give it to God. Say, thank the Lord. That's how we are going to praise our God in the earth. Living a life that is shining forth. The scripture says, a city that is set on a hill cannot be hid. Always keep it in your mind that I want to lift up the Lord wherever I am. I want to be able to give Him all praise, all honor, all glory. Thank the Lord. So we might do it verbally, audibly. We may do it quietly. We may do it silently. We may be praising the Lord in our heart, and God receives it. We don't want to judge anyone if they are silent. We don't know what they're saying in their hearts before God, but God does. God understands when we have joy in our heart. There's all different kinds of people in the world, all different kinds of personalities. Some are a little more demonstrative, emotional, and then there are those that may weep and not say a word, and those tears are praising God. And then there are those that may not cry ever, and yet they're praising God with their lives. Thank the Lord. So praise. I believe the Lord wants us to have a natural, spontaneous reaction to the Spirit of the Lord. Maybe something that is said can inspire us and bless us, and we might just say, praise the Lord. Maybe we'll say it quietly, but let us praise our God. Thank the Lord. So God is worthy. We know the song about that, how He's worthy. He's worthy of our praise. He's worthy of our love. He's worthy of our trust. He's worthy. We're serving a God that is an amazing God. I'm glad for that song. I believe Damon posted it, and I had to listen to it a couple of times. We are serving an amazing God. He's doing amazing things for His people. He's doing amazing things in the earth that you and I don't even know anything about. We're not even aware of all that our God is doing out there, even. But He's doing some amazing things among us. Let us observe those things and be encouraged by those things. Let us allow those things to be the lifter up of our heads. Don't allow the enemy to paint a negative picture in front of you. You look at the positive things that God is doing. Oh, He is a good God. Thank the Lord. He has been good. He will be good. He will be good to us today. So God is worthy. This word, amazing, I'm not sure it's in the Bible. I think there's some words of amaze, but it's not amazing. Amazing has a different meaning than amazement or just being amazed. Those are different kinds of scriptures that are in the Bible, but amazing is something that's introduced to you and me and about God. Someone, somewhere, some person got a little vision of that song and wrote it down. And it's been a blessing. So this word amazing, it's impressive. It's marvelous. It's miraculous. It's wonderful. Did you feel that about that song? Those are words that we may not consciously think of, but that's what it means. But there's one meaning that also I wanted to give to us this morning. It says, causing great surprise. Are we surprised when God answers prayer? I think just recently, believe Robert said in one of his testimonies here, he said that he was so surprised when God did a certain thing. And he said, I don't know why I was surprised. I shouldn't have just been surprised. How many of us have felt that way? Oh, the Lord answered this miraculous prayer and I'm shocked. Oh, I believe the Lord wants us to have a little bit more faith and say, Lord, I expected that. What does the scripture say about our expectations? Our expectations need to be in Him. Hasn't He proved Himself over and over? Hasn't He manifested Himself unto us again and again? Hasn't He revealed Himself? Hasn't He taken the Word and opened it up to us? Has the Word ever been opened up to you? Oh, I want to tell you, when the Word of the Lord is opened up, I'm getting chills on my body as I'm saying these words. Because I've experienced it. We can't explain it. We can't try to make you see the Word or receive the Word or receive a blessing. But the Spirit of the Lord is here today. And He's wanting us to receive of Him precious words, precious blessings. He has it for us. And He wants us to be so acquainted with Him, to be able to say, He is my friend. Oh, that song, What a Friend, has been so precious to me, especially in the last year, when we can claim Him as our best friend. Oh, He's invisible. I don't see Him. But I want to tell you, I feel Him in my heart. Do you feel Him in your heart today? There's nothing like the blessing of the Lord to uphold us and to carry us. Don't you know He wants to carry us? Thank the Lord, He does it. He is our all in all. Thank the Lord. So, I believe this morning the Lord is going to open up some of His Word to us. We might even call this just a devotional. Scriptures that you can carry home with you and restudy and let them sink down in your heart and let them inspire your faith and let your faith be strengthened in the greatness of our God. So we're going to start this morning with 145 of Psalms and 1 through 12. So we have a number of scriptures to read. And David starts out here and he says, I will extol thee. That's where the thought came from. Extolling the Lord, lifting him up higher. Oh, this, I wanted to give you the definition for extol. It says, praise enthusiastically. Oh, we may be the type of personality that we don't really shout. We may not be able to really lift up a voice in the service. Oh, I wish we could. But I don't want it without it coming from your heart. I don't want it on any pretense. Or just because I said that, I want the Spirit of the Lord to be the inspirer of our praise. But anyway, nonetheless, extol does mean praise enthusiastically. I want to tell you what. I have been praising the Lord enthusiastically at home. I have so much to thank the Lord for. And I go around many times just praising the Lord in my heart and saying, Lord, thank you for that and thank you for this. And oh, I am undeserving of your blessing. And yet I believe the Lord, I'm extolling him. It also means highly praise or exalt, or I like this one, to elevate, to glorify. And the thought came to me of ways, which we've already mentioned some, of doing it in our life, but to raise God to the highest place possible in our lives, that someone else will know there is a child of God. Another way to extol him is to give him first place in our thoughts, in our conversation, in our actions, and our deeds. We are extolling the Lord when we lift him up. Thank the Lord. So let's go back now to our scripture, and we started out, I will extol thee, my God, O King, and I will bless thy name forever and ever. Every day will I bless thee, that I will praise thy name forever and ever. David had a reason to praise God. This is at the latter part of the book of Psalms. He's been through so many things in his life. He was just a little shepherd boy. He didn't have any, probably had no ambition of ever being anything but a shepherd. He probably had no idea of ever taking the place of a king and sitting on a throne and leading God's people and fighting the battles. And he probably never even crossed his mind when he was out there in the pasture with those sheep. And yet now he's getting down close to the end of his life. He's had some experiences. And he had an experience one time that he certainly extolled the Lord. He was in a battle and he was so thirsty. And he said, oh, if I could just have a cold drink of water from that well down there that's surrounded by the enemy. And his mighty men took his thoughts. They pressed through that enemies. They got a cold drink of water from the well and brought it back to David. And what did he do? He poured it out on the ground in honor. He didn't take it to himself. He wasn't selfish. He poured it out unto the Lord. He had experiences of running for his life. He had many, many provings of what God could do for him. And so now he's down close to the end of his life, and he's wanting to extol him, and he's wanting to do it every day, he said, and he wants to do it over and over and forever and ever. And he said, verse 3, great is the Lord and greatly to be praised, and his greatness is unsearchable. Do you ever feel that way? Yes. How can I ever exhaust the knowledge of his greatness? We will probably always feel that way. We will probably always, because his greatness is beyond what you and I can grasp or comprehend or find out in this lifetime. Verse 4, one generation shall praise thy works to another. Okay, we got a job now. We've got other generations. We've got a third generation. I've got my generation. I have my children. I have my grandchildren. I have a fourth generation. I have great-grandchildren. Do we withhold the knowledge of his greatness to a fourth generation? Oh, no. We're telling it to every generation, and we shall praise his works to another generation and shall declare thy mighty acts. I will speak of the glorious honor of thy majesty and of thy wondrous works, and men shall speak of the might of thy terrible acts, and I will declare thy greatness, and they shall abundantly utter the memory, oh, thank the Lord, of thy great goodness, and shall sing of thy righteousness. And the Lord is gracious and full of compassion and slow to anger and of great mercy. And the Lord is good to all. Thank the Lord. The Lord is good to everyone. He's good to those that are unthankful. He's good to those that are unholy. But he wants to prove his goodness to the people of God. Verse 10, all thy works shall praise thee, O Lord, and thy saints shall bless thee, and they shall speak of the glory of thy kingdom and talk of his power. Oh, I want to tell you, you and I can magnify the Lord. We can extol him, and we can do it when we testify of the answers to prayer and of his goodness unto us. Of his protecting hand. How many gave a testimony of his protection? How many gave a testimony, maybe not in one service, but we've heard a number, of losing things and finding things? He's worthy of our praise and our glory to him. So let's see now. I want to go now to Deuteronomy, the third, let's see, yes, Deuteronomy 3, I praise the Lord this morning, verse 23 and 24, it says, and I besought the Lord at that time, saying, O Lord, thou hast begun to shew thy servant thy greatness. Do you think that you know all of the greatness of God as soon as you get saved? It's not that way. He's just wanting, there's a scripture that comes to my mind that says, and it's speaking of us learning things, line upon line, precept upon precept, here a little and there a little. That's how the Lord teaches us and leads us and manifests himself. He doesn't just pour it all out on you and you feel overloaded. But little by little, he begins to prove himself to you. He answers some little prayers. Don't you know he answers some children's prayers? What about the time that you only had a headache and God came in and touched your head? You weren't really sick, but you had a headache and you called upon the Lord and he touched you. And then maybe the next time it's something a little harder and he begins to build your faith, your trust. And what do? You increase in your praise. You magnify him little by little as he proves himself to you. And so the Lord has just begun to shew thy servant thy greatness and thy mighty hand. For what God is there in heaven or in earth that can do according to thy works? What he's wanting us to understand. Oh, we understand this. We understand there's many gods out there. There's people that trust in other gods. But you and I are trusting in the true God, the one and only God. And so he's saying here, is there any other God in heaven or earth that can do according to thy works and according to thy might? We know the answer is no. But nonetheless, he's just beginning to open himself up to us and increasing us in our praise and in our trust in him. Thank the Lord. Let's go to Psalms now. 77. Oh, these are precious scriptures that should inspire our praise. 77 verses 10 through 14. Okay. The latter part of verse 10 says, I will remember the years of the at the right hand of the Most High. What a memory. How long have you been saved? If you've been saved not very long, it's long enough to remember something. If you have been saved a long time, you've got something to really look back on. Amen. You know, there's a scripture that says, and a book of remembrance was written for those that believe. And oftentimes we've even said we need to be writing down the answers to prayer. We need a diary. We need a record. We need to look back and remember the years that the Lord has been right there. And it goes on and it says, I will remember the works of the Lord. Surely I will remember thy wonders of old. I will meditate. Do you ever just sort of take some time and think about all that the Lord has done? Are there certain events that come into your life and it will trigger a memory of what the Lord has done? That's the Lord. He's wanting us to meditate on all of his works, and he wants us to talk of all of thy doings. Thy way, O God, is in the sanctuary. Who is so great a God as our God? Thou art the God that doest wonders. Thou hast declared thy strength among the people. Oh, thank the Lord that we know him, that we have experienced some of his goodness, and we can proclaim it not only here. I want to tell you something. Since the Lord has done for me what he has, and I've been with numerous of my family that are not with the Church of God, but the Lord has just given me such liberty to be able to proclaim what the Lord is doing for me. Yesterday I was at my cousin's funeral and somebody said, oh, Maxine is just real strong. I said, I'm not strong. It is only the Lord. I can't go into details and tell them how I would be, but I'm not strong. It is the grace of God, and that we can manifest it. We can testify to the world when we have opportunity. When the Lord provides opportunity, I am doing that. I cannot thank the Lord enough for all that he's done. And then we're finished with that one. Going to remember those years. We're going to allow these things to be manifested to those that we come in contact with. Another verse is in the 95th chapter of Psalms. David has a lot about praising and extolling the Lord. So in the 95th chapter, 1 through 7, it says, oh, come, let us sing unto the Lord. Let us make a joyful noise to the rock of our salvation. Oh, singing where some people singing is just their praise. Some people just have a song in their heart. My daughter in Arkansas, she tells me often, "Oh, the Lord woke me up early this morning with this song or that song." Singing is a way of praising. Now, I'm not like that too much. The Lord doesn't really wake me up with songs. He wakes me up a lot of times with the Word of God. But both ways, we can extol Him and we can praise Him. And it says, "Let us come before His presence with thanksgiving and make a joyful noise unto Him with psalms. For the Lord is a great God, a great King above all gods. In His hand are the deep places of the earth, and strength of the hills is His also. The sea is His, and He made it, and His hands formed the dry land. Oh, come, let us worship and bow down, and let us kneel before the Lord our Maker, for He is our God." Thank the Lord. You know, there's been times I haven't been able to get down on my knees due to some physical issues. And I try to sit up in the chair. Did you know it's different to try to pray sitting up when you're really wanting to have earnest prayer? Yet the Lord, He will come and meet us. We have to press against the things that will try to hinder us. You can pray anywhere. You can praise Him anywhere. Thank the Lord. Because He is our God. Thank the Lord. There's a scripture, two scriptures. I'm going to sort of blend them together. Psalms 135 and 5 and Psalms 104 and 1. And so I'm going to read them as though it were one verse. I know that the Lord is great. Do you know the Lord is great this morning? Are you convinced? Oh, I'm convinced. I know that the Lord is great and that our Lord is above all gods. Bless the Lord, O my soul. O Lord, my God, Thou art very great. Oh, may we take some of these scriptures home and may we dwell on them. In closing, I'm going to read a scripture that has been one of my favorites. It's in 1 Chronicles, the 29th chapter, and verse 11. And I'm going to give you a little bit of the setting. This is the end of David's life. The book of Chronicles is a book that is written a lot about David's experiences. It's a wonderful book for you to use in your devotions. Just start reading, maybe one night, just read some and keep reading. There's a lot of golden nuggets in there. David, the scripture says in the New Testament, God said it. He gave a witness that David was a man that was after, his heart was after God. Even though he had his failures, his heart was turned toward God and God testified of him. Wouldn't you want the Lord to testify that you had a heart that was turned toward Him? Absolutely. That would be a great honor. But David was a man of war. And he was a man that fought many battles and he shed much blood. The word of the Lord says that. It was ordered of the Lord. But David had a desire to be the one that would build the temple for the Spirit of the Lord to dwell in. And the Spirit of God told him, "No, you've been a man that has shed much blood. You will not be the one." He accepted that. But it said, "Your son is going to build it." So we come down at the close of David's life, and this is a prayer that David prayed. He has just introduced to the people that Solomon is going to build the temple. He encouraged the people, if you read this, to give and to give it willingly for the temple, for the building of the temple. And the people were praising God because they wanted to be that way. So he's just given them this exhortation. He has just exhorted his son Solomon how to build the temple, gave the plan, and now he's at the end. And he's giving this prayer. And actually, it would start at verse 10 of the 29th chapter. Verse 9 says, "The people rejoiced when they offered willingly, because with a perfect heart they offered willingly." Now, this is how David prayed. "Wherefore David blessed the Lord before the congregation." You know, there's times we need to bless the Lord before the congregation and not just privately. And David is doing that. He blessed the Lord in his life. He was a blessing to God. But now he's saying words to the people to encourage them. And it said that he did this before the congregation. And David said, "Blessed be thou, Lord God of Israel, our Father, forever and ever." You know, those may just be say, well, that's a verse in the Bible, but it doesn't hurt for us to use verses in our praise. It's good for us to let them be in our hearts and use those words and say it. "Blessed be our God, the Lord God of our fathers, forever and ever." Now look at verse 11. He is extolling God. And he says, "Thine, O Lord, is the greatness, and thine is the power." And I'm inserting the word "thine." "And thine the glory, and thine the victory, and thine the majesty." He is presenting to the people what God has been to him. And he wants the people to have the same vision. God, you're the greatness. I've used this in prayer sometime. When I am addressing God, I have used this right here. Memorize it. When you come before the Lord, introduce your prayer with what God is to you. "Thine is the greatness, the power, the glory, the victory, and the majesty." And then he said, "For all that is in the heaven and in the earth is thine, and thine is the kingdom, and thou art exalted as head above all. Both riches and honor come from thee. Thou reignest over all, and in thy hand is power and might, and in thy hand it is to make great or to give strength unto all. Now therefore, our God." See, it's a prayer. Think of this as a prayer. "Now therefore, our God, we thank thee and praise thy glorious name." Oh, let's use some of these words in our prayer. Praise him when you pray. Give him thanksgiving. Look back over your life. Remember the years. Remember the works that he has done. And don't let it slip. Don't let those things slip from your mind. Remember what he has done and give him praise. "But who am I, and what is my people, that thou shouldst be able to offer so willingly after this sword? For all things come from thee." Listen, everything that is good in your life has been given of God. You didn't earn it. You didn't do it by the works of your hands. He allowed you to have it. He gave it. He is so good. That's our little thought today. I want to meditate. I want to speak. I want to exalt Him. And I want to extol Him. He's worthy of all of our praise. Thank the Lord.